Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on this week in business and marketing and life. And then we still have our Ask Us Anything and our Big Tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on? Well, something that's probably not on your radar from a marketing perspective, but it should be because it's going to impact your campaigns, whether you're a business or consumer marketer, is daylight savings time. Yes, March 9th is daylight savings time. You're like, oh, I got a little time for that, but you really don't because you probably have campaigns planned for March 10th, 11th, 12th, all that, and you're not really thinking about the impact that daylight savings time has. Now, this is the one where we spring forward. This is the one where we lose about an hour of our sleep on that first night, and here's some weird stats. This is real. There's grogginess. So the next day, we're all a little groggy, and it leads to a 6% spike in workplace injuries the following day after we spring forward because we're losing an hour of sleep, according to the Journal of Applied Psychology. And I'll get to the marketing piece of this in a second, but the American Economic Review said that there is a 6.5 jump, unfortunately, in fatal car crashes the week after daylight savings time. And JP Morgan Chase found that there's a 3.5% drop in credit card transactions in the days after the spring shift because we're all tired. I can't take it. I hate it. I really can't take it. I messed up for like a week and we see it in the data. So according to subjectline.com as an example, your email open rates get all jacked up. So emails that are delivered between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., the 3 days following daylight savings time, see a drop in email open rates by about 15%. So basically it means that we are all tired. We barely can function at work those first week after daylight savings time. And if you're not doing two things, number one, you need to factor this into your thinking, into the management of your expectations of what's going to happen that week. You didn't just become a horrible marketer. Okay, people are tired. They don't care about your webinar. They don't care about you selling a discount on your new sweaters. Nobody cares. They're just tired. They need more coffee. You should sell coffee that week. All right, and you have to plan accordingly. You might have to send your emails out a little bit later. You might have to do your social posts a little bit later. But factor it all in because it really actually does matter. Another thing that's going on that happened this week, which I think is a pretty big deal, which I think everybody is again sleeping on, is that Google has really changed their customer match rules. What does that actually mean? So a lot of us use Google for retargeting programs, meaning that we take our databases, our email databases, whatever database, our buyer databases, business, consumer, doesn't matter, and we upload them to Google, and then they do a match. They're able to match and say, okay, you uploaded 100,000 records. We're able to match that we found 50,000 of the people in your database, and now you can run retargeting ads to them on Google, on YouTube, on anything that Google owns, right, with their customer match, and a lot of us use that. Well, the new clampdown that they announced just now is that any data that's older than 540 days, basically 18 months, okay, they're going to deem it to be expired, and they're not even going to attempt to match on it. They're basically telling you, like, listen, if you upload a file and you have records in there that are really old and people are not engaging, they're older than 18 months, it's going to hurt you. And really, I'm very pro this. In general, marketers, it's ridiculous to me. You go on a website somewhere, okay, and 5 years ago, I go and I download a tip sheet from some B2B website. And there's a little box there that says, hey, you want to opt in to get stuff from us? And I check the box. Literally 5 years ago. And now it's 5 years later, I'm still getting garbage from this company. It is bizarre to me, okay, how you can opt in to something and that opt-in lasts forever. And then if I haven't opened or clicked or reacted to any one of these emails in years, I'm still deemed to be opt-in because so many of us are scared to take people off of our databases that have not engaged, which is ridiculous. So I'm actually really happy that Google's forcing our hand and saying, listen, it's 18 months. 18 months is the cutoff. We're not going to deem them to be viable people if they're older than 18 months and have not engaged with you. It's the engagement date. It's not the opt-in date. It's the engagement date, right? So now we should be thinking about that for all of our marketing. You need a date. You need somebody to tell you what to do. Good. Google's telling you it's 18 months now. So your retargeting files, your match rate on all the stuff you're doing with Google is going to shrink dramatically. All right. What else is going on that's out there that's pretty useless? So who's having a rough week? Well, Meghan Markle's having a rough week. Oh, my God. She can't get it right with anything she tries to do starting like a business or whatever. Did you see this? So she changed the name of her lifestyle brand this week. It used to be called American Riviera Orchard, whatever that means. And she changed it this week to As Ever. And the problem is, I don't know who's on her team researching this stuff, but they're not good at their job because two things. Number one, there's a town in Mallorca, Spain, and the mayor of that town is not happy because the logo, okay, for As Ever, Meghan Markle's new brand thing, is the same thing as this town in Spain. So the mayor's all up in arms. But more importantly, there is a company that's been around for 10 years out of New Jersey called As Ever, like a super legit company. All right, there's no affiliation with Meghan Markle's company. And they're like, hey, we're already here. We've already been doing stuff. Hello. So I don't understand. Like, do a little research. It's not that hard. Like, seriously. In totally useless information, man, everybody is watching Severance. This is wild. Did you see that Severance, which is on Apple TV, has now become the most watched show in Apple TV history? It passed Ted Lasso. That's pretty wild. It passed Ted Lasso. And here's the crazy thing. Severance has helped Apple's new subscriber growth. It's up 126% in the last 2 weeks as compared to the same period last year. I mean, Severance is crushing it. And I know it's cool because my 18-year-old son is all in watching it. All of his friends are watching it. That's when you know it's cool. And it's all over TikTok. I'm shocked because season one was good, but now everybody's all in. I'll tell you what I'm not all in on, which is garbage. Is I watched Bridget Jones Mad About the Boy, which is on Peacock, which is the latest Bridget Jones movie. Oh my, this for unwatchable, totally unwatchable. Do not watch it. Must miss. Whatever. How did I wind up watching that? I have no actual idea. And my time right now is really split between Love is Blind Season 8, which is great, and The Bachelor, which is okay, not great right now. But don't watch Bridget Jones. Please don't. Terrible. All right, listen. You got to do me a solid. You got to leave me a review, because if you don't, then I'm going to think you're like Bridget Jones, and that's not cool. So please leave this thing a review. It helps circulate this thing. It really, really does. And hit me up at jschwedelson.com. Working on a bunch of new partnerships, and would love to work with you and talk to you and whatever. And have a great week. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.